Welcome. Happy Wednesday. It is 8 a.m. here. Who's on the West Coast with me? Who's here at 8 a.m. with me? Who is here? 8 a.m. Anybody? Anyone? I am in right outside of Seattle. Yes. 11 a.m. Annette from Iowa. Hey, Annette from Iowa, California. Yes. So I heard Kathy took amazing care of you last week, and I was flying whenever y'all had your call. And so, yeah, so I am right on a beach. The beach is about 10 steps that way. So I took a picture of a bald eagle sitting on the beach yesterday, right outside of this office, and it was amazing. Amazing. So, we went on a walk on the beach yesterday afternoon. It was so lovely. So I do want to talk to you first about the wellness tracker. Who has not set up your wellness tracker? Who has not set up your wellness tracker? If you have not, here is your sign. Why am I giving you a sign to set up your tracker? All of a sudden, we now have got, y'all have the ability to go back and see your history. What? Amazing. You've got that. You've also got us with the ability to go back and see your data. Okay? We can go in. So when you go in to ask coaches, or you go in to, you email me, you just say, hey, I'm not losing weight. Hey, my scale is stalled. Hey, I don't know, whatever it is, go look at my data and we can do that for you. You don't have to email us and say, how am I gonna get you my data? You don't have to do that no more because we can do it now, which is awesome. Also, I think, dude, I'm gonna get myself in trouble. I'm gonna promise y'all something, and I don't know that it's coming, but I think it's next. And I'm gonna tell you what it is. It is the number one request from y'all. The number one request. What do you think the number one request is for the tracker? I want y'all to guess. What's the number one request y'all have from this tracker that you want it to do that it does not do yet? Anybody? Hungering enough, but for what? Track per meal. Yes, I just turned a ticket in yesterday. I gave them all the instructions. I think that is next. Chris says, what needs to come next? Yesterday he asked me, and I was like, well, I'll tell you what needs to come next. It's the number one request. Zoom user. Go back and fill in prior days. I'm so glad you mentioned that. You'll have that by the end of the week. How about that? That is being worked on. Y'all may even have it today, but I will tell you most assuredly it will be by the end of the week. So that is what is coming. So, and here's what I'm going to tell you. You may not have that ability just yet, but please go ahead and set up your tracker because when it's already collecting the data already. So, like the stuff I've been filling in when I couldn't see my past data is already there for me. Okay. So it was collecting all the things as I was filling it in. I just didn't have the ability to see it, but now I do. So go ahead and fill that in. Yeah, Chris Crabtree is awesome. He is awesome. You'd like to be able to plan the night before. I know that is on the horizon as well. We're talking about doing that, but there's some other things that we're like, really trying to get. That hungering enough is a huge deal. Being able to go back and put your data in, huge deal. So that's going to be first, but we're still working on it. We're still working on it. So yeah. So it is Ask Me Anything. I will tell you in July. So in July, we're building this habit of filling in the tracker, collecting our data, hopefully giving Corinne 5 pounds this month. And next month, Corinne just recorded our brand new course for next month, consistency, which, by the way, is not perfection. So for all of you that thinks consistency has to be every single day, all the time, no matter what, no. Consistency. Lizzie actually wrote this course on consistency. And I know the C word. I know. Lizzie actually wrote this course and Corinne recorded it yesterday. Oh, Zoom user just signed up for the Unstoppable conference in September. Yes, virtual camp tickets are on sale now, and there are still a few more left for in person if you want to come hang out with me in the pool in Dallas, Texas. So, this is y'all's Q&A. Ask me anything. I want to hear all the questions, and let me know. I have one Q, but that's it. Yeah, it's going to be really, really good. I'm so excited about the consistency course. I've already read through the scripts, but I haven't seen the finished. Corinne just recorded it yesterday, but it is coming. It is a coming, and I'm so excited. Okay, Anonymous has got two questions. I have started getting up earlier to exercise. I'm on day two, and both days my hunger slash eating is way off. I get to enough earlier than normal, so stop eating, but then hungry again an hour later and repeat several times throughout the day. Help. Okay. Whenever you get to whatever you think is your enough, it could just be a hungry time. You know what I mean? Like there are days that I'm just hungry and weeks that I'm just hungry. That's what's so amazing about listening to your body, because sometimes your body needs extra fuel for whatever reason. We don't even know. You may not ever know. So when you get to whatever you think is enough, if you notice you're hungry a little bit later, just add a couple of bites. When you get to what you think is enough, just eat two or three more bites. See how much mileage that gets you. Try that for a couple of days, and then I bet you your hunger will level off. Because mine will do that from time to time. I just get so hungry. And it happened last week. I was just starving. And I don't know why. Don't know why. So try that though. Rose said, if you sign up for virtual cam but may not be able to attend both days, will you still get to view the replays? Absolutely. We video everything. We have a like a television like worthy or whatever. Like it's high end. It ain't just something. It ain't like this. Like we've got like we bring in booms and like we're bringing a whole team in to video it. They are top notch, and you do get those. We have people that will pop in and out all weekend and then just watch the replays later. So it's perfect. I don't know. We need to ask Bailey about keeping the Lazy River open. I don't know. Okay. Anonymous says, do I remember correctly if tea has caffeine in it, does it count as water? No, we don't usually count caffeine as water. So if you have decaf, that does count as your water. Like if you have decaf tea or whatever. Zoom user said no, the replays are not available for 2 weeks. We ask you to give us 2 weeks to get the replays up, and then they're up as long as you're a member. So you're totally fine. But we have, it's a 2 day, thing. So we've got to edit it, and we pull it out into snippets. So like if you miss one section, if you miss one section of it, then when you get the replays, you won't have to listen to the whole thing. It's broken out into like sections, right? Like sections. So that's what it is. When will we get the material for the online No BS virtual camp to print off? Also, is there a schedule of the day's events? Thank you. Also, how late can a member sign up for the virtual camp? I think we cut it off a day or two before virtual camp. You will get a homepage closer to the event with the actual workbook that it'll be fillable and printable, so you can print all of it off. We'll make sure you have that in plenty of time, probably even like a month before you'll get it. And then inside the workbook, usually on that page will be the schedule, but inside the workbook we always put the schedule too. So and I tell you, it's amazing. But you'll see, it'll run like, I think it's running like 8 to 5, honestly, Central, and or something similar to that. You'll get some like 90 minutes for lunch, and then we don't have breaks there. You just get up and go to the bathroom when you need to. You just get up and whatever. But we do have like dance breaks. There's like, times that we like, but they're not scheduled. They're not scheduled because sometimes Corinne gets to going. She gets on her soapbox like I do sometimes. Y'all know that. And so we make sure that we don't just schedule those. Let's see. Yes, Tracy said it's been really hot and humid. Can this affect the scale and the body? 100% it can. It absolutely can. A lot of times when it's hot and humid and you're sweaty, You want to make sure that you're getting enough fluid. But you know, like I get swollen in the heat. My scale usually goes up a little bit when it's really hot and humid. So that's why the scale is one piece of your data, y'all. The scale is one piece. It's not the whole story of your data. That's why this tracker is so important, because when your scale is up and you look at your you weigh in your habits and you're like, wait a minute, I'm killing it over here. Then you know just to stay the course and see what happens. Okay? Because the scale is one piece of your puzzle, but it is not the whole puzzle. It is not the end all be all of what is going on with you. So you want to make sure that you are weighing your habits and your body. So yeah, Karen said she's a wreck this week. Yeah, started in the heat. Yep. Let's see. Let's see. Let me clean these out, because if I don't, then I'll keep repeating myself. Let me see. All right. Ask me more questions, y'all. It's only 8:11. It's 8:11 minutes after. Yeah, you do retain water. Yeah, my scale is usually up. And you know, I got a little bit of arthritis and my joints hurt a little bit more. In the, you know, whenever I'm in the heat. Laura said, the tracker is really helping me. I'm on track this month, even with being away for 2 weeks. Yeah, I love that tracker because, you know, you just, the beauty of it is, when you are, like, if you forget to do it, like, you know, in the morning or whatever, and then at 11 o'clock, you're like, oh crap, like, forgot to do my tracker. You just pick up your phone, it's right there with you. It's, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Kelly says new tracker and maintenance. Yeah, if you're in maintenance, just go ahead and fill it out, because you still have to stay in maintenance. You still got to eat hunger and enough doable hunger. You still want to be thinking ahead about that maintenance version of you. We don't plan ahead just for weight loss. We plan ahead for maintenance. That healthify, the 80-20, it applies in maintenance just like it applies in weight loss. You know, whenever I remember, like, I always tell this story about whenever I got to my goal weight, I got on the scale and then I was like, what? And then I stepped off and then I stepped back on. I was like, oh my God. And then I stepped off and I stepped back on and I was like, oh my God. And I was like, I saw the number, right? Like I was at my number, and I was so excited. You know what I did right after that? I wrote my plan, because whatever got me into maintenance didn't take me very long, less than 5 minutes a day. And if you tell me to maintain your weight for the rest of your life, you owe me 5 minutes. It's going to be 5 minutes a day. You got to pay. That's the price you pay for staying in maintenance. By God, I pay it all day and twice on Sunday. That's exactly right. Because what got me here was not hard. What's going to keep me here is not hard. It's worth putting it on repeat and doing it over and over and over again. What's one mindset shift that created the biggest transformation in your own life, not just your weight? I'm going to tell you, when I joined No BS and I found out that not every thought that I thought, every thought I had was true. When I started to question, is that even true? Because when you start to question the sentences that run through your brain, a lot of the stories you have start to unravel. And that was key for me. And then not freaking out over every sentence that runs through my brain, because they're not true. They're just sentences. They're just things I've practiced for a long time. That's all it was. It didn't mean anything about me. It didn't mean anything about me at all. It was just sentences. My husband used to tell me all the time, like, because, you know, he was with me for every diet I'd ever done, like as an adult, you know, until I found Corinne. And then, because I was always the one that cleaned out the pantry and made the big announcement, like, we're never going to eat bread again. We're never going to eat meat again. We did that. We're only eating, like, we're eating low carb, we're eating high carb, we're eating low fat, we're eating high fat, like, whatever it was. And so then when he would see me eat cake, or he would see me eat cookies, or he would see me eat chips, he would be like, you can't lose weight doing that. And I, you know what I would say? Watch me. Watch me. And I did it. I did it. Because not only was the thoughts I thought not true, but some of the thoughts other people had about what I was doing, they weren't true either. I just started questioning it all because a lot of it's not true at all. I have started tracking and planning again, but my self-talk is shit. How do I start to change this? Gentle and believable. Yes. Think about Be Betsy always uses this analogy, and I think it is so good. So when you're trying to change your thought, it's like when you've seen people climb mountains and they've got that grappling hook. You know, they got that hook with the little, you know, the little claw thing on it, and they throw it up the mountain, and then they shimmy up off of that rope. I'm talking about other people, not me. I would never do that. But when you want to throw the hook close enough that it will latch. When you try to throw it too far, it just doesn't land. It's hard to make it perch. And that's the same thing you want to do with your thoughts. So, like when you think, I'm never gonna get this, my favorite way to level it up is I keep thinking. I keep thinking I'm never gonna get this, but I only have to work on today. I keep thinking I'm never going to figure this out, but I'm only thinking that because I've not had successful weight loss yet. So notice I'm not going from I'm never going to get this to I'm going to lose all my weight for the last time and feel amazing. I'm not doing that. I am taking a baby step. I'm showing myself why that thought is even there. Why it is normal. And I love, I keep thinking, we've got it in some of our bonus courses, a different way, different courses. I can't even think where they are right now, but like, I keep thinking shows your brain that it is not true. It's a thought. I keep thinking. Right. And then the other thing I really want you, like, don't I am yourself. I really do watch how I label myself. I am lazy. Sometimes I'll say I'm being lazy right now. That doesn't, because sometimes I am being lazy right now. But that doesn't mean I am always lazy. It's not an I am statement. Right? I am no fun. Like, no, I'm not fun right now. I'm in a bad mood. But that doesn't mean I am. You know, but like, what's her name? Brené Brown. She gave a great example one time. She was talking about like when a teacher comes up to a kid and says, you're being messy. You're messy, like on like coloring or whatever. You're just messy. And then it's not that the child is messy. That child's one picture is messy. But that doesn't mean the child is messy. So be careful how you label yourself. Don't call yourself names. Don't hang that sign around your neck. Just don't do that because that is not helpful. It is not kind. I just don't label myself in that way. If it's not nice, I'm not going to give myself that name. Yeah. Let's see. Anonymous, I'm on a GLP-1, but still find myself eating even when I'm not hungry. Help. Okay. So the GLP-1 does turn down some food noise, but it doesn't turn off emotional eating. I even, Corinne and I even had this conversation a while back about like the GLP-1. I almost feel like it shines a light on your emotional eating. So when you know you're not hungry, like you just finished eating and then you find yourself in the kitchen rummaging, it's the same whether you're on a GLP-1 or you're not on a GLP-1. What do I really need right now? What am I think? What is this food? What do I think this food is going to give me? What am I really hungry for? I know it's not food because I just ate. Am I hungry for companionship? Am I hungry for something to do? Am I hungry for a distraction? Am I hungry for a break? What do I really need right now? What do I think this food is going to give me? Whether you're on a GLP-1 or not, that's how you figure out the root of emotional eating. So just start to ask yourself that question. What am I really looking for right now? What am I wanting to solve right now? What do I think this is going to solve for me? That's a great question, though. Janet, I'm being 100% honest in my tracker and saying no to whether I stopped it enough because I have been using timed eating since I don't feel hunger with my GLP-1. That zero is really bugging me. How can I tell that I stopped at enough when I wasn't hungry to start with, but it had been 4 to 5 hours since I last ate? Well, you could do that POM method, that Corinne talks about, just the little, like the protein, carb, whatever, fat. You could do that if you want to, but you said you don't feel hunger. But do you feel enough is my question, Janet. You can even put that in the chat. Do you feel enough? Because that's what I would like to know. Because if you can feel enough, then you can still stop it enough. Oh, you never noticed. I would just do the POM method that Corinne talks about in Healthify. I would just try that for a while and see if that works. Make sure, see if that, because that's going to give you the nutrients that you need, the protein that you want, the fat that is good. And just see if that, see what happens with the scale. Shelly said, MJ's, I heard someone the other day say that if they were hungry, eat a meal, not a snack. She said sometimes a snack quiets the actual hunger instead of actually addressing it, and it doesn't help us recognize the actual hunger. I hope that makes sense. So there are times that I want a snack, and there are times that I want a meal. So this is very interesting. So last year during what you call it, football season, because I tailgate all the time. Last year during football season, I added to my protocol that I always wanted to eat to enough because I felt like I was always chasing enough. I noticed last year I was grab assing a lot. I was like just a snack here that would just knock the edge off of hunger, and then I would get hungry, and then I was just knocking the edge off of hunger, and then I would get hungry, and then knock the edge off, like all of that stuff. So that's what I want. Like for me, that was important. If I am truly hungry, I'll go ahead and eat a meal, unless I know that I am wanting to eat later. So yesterday, for instance, I was hungry in the afternoon. I'm usually not, but I'm on the East Coast. My time's all messed up right now. Like yesterday morning at 9 a.m., I ate a salad. I'm starving because it was 12 o'clock my time. I was so hungry and I had been at work since 6 a.m. So like I was like, I might as well eat my lunch. And it was 9 o'clock in the morning, So yesterday afternoon, I had a protein drink and some cheese and a couple other little things because I wanted to eat dinner with my friend and we were going to eat at 7. And I was hungry later in the afternoon because I'd already had another little meal. Then right before I was getting off work, I was starting to get hungry again. I didn't want to eat a meal. I did actually want to knock the edge off of hunger because I wanted to ensure that I was hungry when Jen was ready to eat. So that was important for me. So I did not eat a full meal. But usually, if I am hungry, even if it's not like lunchtime and I'm eating a salad at 9 o'clock in the morning, that's what I'll do. I'll eat a whole meal. Because I'm typically not a snacker, just by whatever. I'm just not a snacker. But if I'm trying to play with hunger to eat at a certain time, I will eat a snack. I hope that was helpful. Let me see. Okay. Not everything is true, Amber says. It doesn't mean anything about me. What a setup for a queen life. Yes, girl. It don't mean nothing about you. Honey, everybody's opinion about me is none of my business. Yeah, I know Darlene said this time difference must be weird. It is, but it's lovely. So I was at work yesterday at 6 and I was done at 2, 2:30. And then so it's like nice. I have the whole afternoon off, which is nice. And tomorrow I have to be at work at 5 a.m. But it'll be okay. It'll be okay. We go to bed early around here. So, oh, Nancy said, PSA, if you missed the coffee connections the other day at live camp, Karen Brent will be leading a conga line for introverts. Well, everybody to get us up and moving. Nancy's calling dibs first behind her, holding on for dear life. Another fun event to look forward to. It is fun. Usually a conga line does go. There's usually dancing before the event starts in the morning. And then we have a dance party on Saturday night, which is fun. My best friend Brenda will be there if everybody wants to meet Brenda. She'll be there. I'm so excited. Her daughter lives in Dallas, so she's coming with me. And she'll hang out with her daughter during the day while I'm at my event, and then I'm at the event. So it's going to be fun. Can I post my weight every day? I don't think you can add your weight to the tracker just yet every single day. But you can, I have the Happy Scale app that I still use, because that's where my data has been since forever and ever and ever. And so I still weigh every day. Oh, you can. Oh, good. They must have updated it. I haven't been weighing. Oh, you can add. Never mind. I lied like a dog. That must have gotten added since I left home. And I haven't been weighing because I haven't been weighing. I haven't been home. So yeah, you can add it every day. Look at us. Just leveling up. Just leveling up. Yep. So you can. I weigh every day. I like it. It takes the drama off of me. Like, you know. Is there gonna be a Mrs. Roper dress up at camp? Y'all can organize that if you want to. Do Mrs. Roper. I got a muumuu. Shoot. I ain't ashamed. I ain't ashamed of it. And see the trend on your weight. I know because I love, like, I wanted it to look like the Happy Scale, like the, because a lot of us use it. So whenever we were talking about how we were going to do the weigh-in data, I really like that's the picture I actually gave Chris of like my actual Happy Scale data because it is so, I just love that. I just love that so much. Cindy said, what surprised you the most about your transformation that no one warned you about? When did you realize your journey wasn't really about weight? I know Corinne got me. She tricked me. What was it actually about? Was there a moment when you stopped chasing a number on the scale and started to become a different person? What did that look like? It absolutely did. So, people noticed my attitude before they noticed my weight loss. I'm just a happier person. I don't, you know, I that whole not believing everything I thought changed my whole attitude. And I will tell you, I was in an, I've told this before, but I was in an accountability group when I was still a member. And we took a, we like just as a, as an accountability group, we took a test, a personality test. So I answered the questions and I got the answers. And then I thought, I would not have answered this at 265 pounds. Like when I was 265 pounds, I would not have answered these questions like this. So I went back and I took the personality test again. I got totally different personality. I answered it as the 265 pound version of me. And my personality was different, totally different, which shocked me. There's a book on Corinne's faves page called Personality Isn't Permanent. And it's very true. Like, you know, when you say you can rewire your brain and do all that other stuff, absolutely. And then for me, though, it was a lot more personal because when we were learning like thoughts and like thoughts create your actions and all that kind of stuff, my daughter with bipolar was struggling. And I was teaching her that as well. Like, she was learning right along with me. And when she would come home from school and be like, everybody hates me, nobody wants to eat lunch with me, I don't have any friends, I'd be like, okay, what is actually true? And we would talk through like what that all meant. So really it was her transformation as much as it was mine. You know, I changed the relationship with my mom, I changed the relationship with all my friends, with my kids, like with just everybody in my life. I don't let stuff bother me like it used to. I just don't. And I don't get my feelings hurt. I used to wear my feelings on my sleeve a lot and get my feelings hurt. And I don't anymore because I just don't, because it doesn't have anything to do with me. Oh yeah, Lizzie said your daughter and you did that. She's also bipolar. Yeah, it's life changing. It's life changing. Welcome back to the Wednesday calls. Thank you, Darlene. I love the wellness tracker. It kicked it up a notch for me. Fun, new, no BS toy. Yes, it is. I'm doing great over 2 weeks. My scale is not moving. It's broken. Just change the battery. Just change the battery first. Make sure you do that. Check that. And if your scale doesn't move in the next week or two, let me know, Darlene. I'll help you. I have heart hunger, grieving the loss of husband. I'm so sorry about that, Debbie. It was just a year and emotional eating increased, gained 8 pounds. Well, then that makes sense, right? That makes sense. So, you know, it is difficult when you lose someone like that. And so here's the thing. how do you want to grieve him? Like, you know, a lot of times I think about it this way. I want to have that grief because it's just how much I love that person. Like when I lost my grandmother, I thought I was gonna literally just die myself. Like I really did think I was gonna die. But every time I would be sad and remember her, I just remembered that how blessed I was to have that sadness because I loved her that much. It was just an indicator of how much I loved her. And she deserved, her memory deserved for me to be sad and to honor her in that way. She would never have wanted me to eat and gain weight over her because her whole goal, my whole life was to lose weight. Like she never saw me at goal weight. But that was all she ever wanted for me, was to be happy in my weight loss and to be at a normal weight. That's all she ever wanted for me. And to honor her, that's what I've done. So that's another way to think about it, Debbie. And then the other thing, go over to the what's it called? Resource page, nervous system resource page, and look at some of those under resources. Kathy has put together some amazing, like there's a great feeling the feelings thing on there from Lizzie. There's some meditations on there that might help calm you down whenever you're really feeling that grief super deeply. Go look at some of those resources because they're all available to you and it's amazing. Let's see. Teresa said, if I'm having Greek yogurt protein powder with blueberries for breakfast, I find myself eating the whole thing, which brings me past enough. I hear myself saying, it's not that much food. It can't be enough. Can you help me with the thoughts around this? It's not about the amount of food. It is about what your body is telling you. Because you're comparing, I always tell people this, like you're comparing what you're eating now to stop it enough to what you were eating before to gain weight. So if you compare it that way, it is a lot less food because we were overeating it a lot more. One thing you could try, Teresa, is just take a couple bites out before you even start eating. Just throw those away, start there. That could be a great level up for you. But it's not about the amount. It's about what your body needs and what it is telling you. That's all it is. It's not about the amount. We're out of the amount counting right now. So that's another way to think about it. Can you explain what identity and self-image means? Are they the same? These confuse me. I think the way I view myself and my self-image are the same. Unless y'all chat in the chat about that. My identity is how I see myself. Well, maybe not. Identity is like I'm a mom, I'm a coach, like how I identify. I'm a wife, I'm a friend. And my self-image, I think, might be what I think about me, what I think about myself, what I think about me in those roles that are who make me. You know, I'm a Baptist, I'm a churchgoer, I'm a You know, like, I mean, I'm a daughter, even though my mom is now gone. I'm an Iranian, right? Like, I got all these identities that I identify as, and then my self-image is what I think about myself in those roles. Maybe that's what it is. Does that help, Sue? Look, I'll talk myself into an answer for sure. That feels good to me, though. That does feel really good to me. You talked a little, Dawn says, you talked a little bit about how the new you changed, how you let that change the way you would react to your mom, among other things. I feel that I have changed in a lot of aspects since being in OBS, but how I react to my mother is one that still needs a lot of work. I'll let how she thinks I should show up for her really upset me. I have established boundaries and stick to them, but still get very angry at her when she gets upset with me. And here's the thing. I don't know necessarily that I still didn't get angry at my mom, right? But I didn't let it affect me long term. I mean, when she would say some stuff to me, I'd still get angry and I would still get hurt because the words still hurt. Like a mom shouldn't say some stuff that my mom would say to me, but I didn't. Take it on as a, I didn't put it on as my own robe anymore. I used to take it on as like a necklace around me that I was like, I took it on, I owned it, and I didn't own it anymore. But the words would still hurt. Because in my mind, still, like a mom shouldn't talk to her kid that way. And I love that I know that because then I would never talk to my kids that way. Right? Because I did not want to be that type of mom that she was to me. But I think that the difference is when the thing, they sting a little bit, right? They sting. But they used to devastate me. And then at the end there, it would just sting when I would walk away. Because I think it always will. I don't think it's even, yeah, you're expected not to react anymore. When your mom says some hateful things, it's hurtful. But you just don't dwell on it, right? Like you just don't dwell on those things. And I finally got to the conclusion that the only way, the only reason, and listen, all of these are my thoughts. They are not true. I'm not a psychiatrist. I had to create a story that helped me get past it. Okay. So in my mind, every time she would say something ugly to me, I would think, how sad for her. How sad for her that she's so miserable with herself, she has to lash out at other people. It must be a terrible place in her head. And that is where I was able to find a little bit of compassion for her because she had to be miserable. In order to say that much hate towards your child, you've got to be miserable yourself. And that's terrible. It must be awful to live in her brain. I used to always tell myself that because I was like, that would be terrible. I cannot imagine. Like living like that, it would suck. That would just suck to be that miserable with yourself. And that's how one way I got through it. Anonymous says, I feel sometimes like I'm focusing a lot on what when the next meal is. I eat too enough and have a plan, but still find myself anticipating the next meal. I think that's fine. Normal eaters also think about what's next on the menu. What's coming next? And the more you practice waiting for hunger and stopping at enough, and then you start, the other thing too is when you start to take care of yourself, that self-care component, when you start to recognize what ways you take care of yourself other than food, food becomes less important. So you really do have to focus on that piece of, what does self-care look like? Like this morning, I got up really early and I took a nice hot shower. I had my audiobook, which had nothing to do with self-help, in my ear while I showered. I let the conditioner stay on my hair the whole time. Like, and then my hair just felt silky smooth. It felt so good. It was lovely. And then I put a little bit of tanning lotion on my face, like, because I got up a little bit early so I could take a little bit of time. And like, all of that is taking care of me. And if I look at it that way, I mean, yeah, it was a shower, but you hear how I'm describing it? I'm describing it as a gift I gave to myself. We all shower, but I could say, like, well, I had to shower and be on camera. I gotta look good for these ladies. Or I could say, you know what? I'm gonna get up 15 minutes early and I'm gonna leave that conditioner on my hair. I'm gonna shave my legs. It's gonna be lovely. Listen to my book. I cannot wait. I dried my hair, like all of that. Got me some coffee. I came down, like all of that. When I describe it that way, that is self-care other than food. I got to shower anyway. I got to put on makeup anyway. I may as well make it sound like a gift I'm giving to myself. I can either enjoy it or look at it like a job. And that's what I do. And that's how I describe my whole life. I just really appreciate the things that I do for myself. And I give myself credit for it. And when you can do that, the food becomes less important. Because if I look at everything as a gift I'm given to me, how nice is that? I mean, I can describe it either way. Like this, I've been getting up at the ass crack every day, like the crack of dawn, craziness, every day, working early, early, early. And I could say this sucks. I hate I have to get up early. Like I got to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, blah, blah, blah. But then I'm like, I get off at one. I got the whole afternoon to do whatever I want. That's so amazing. I'm so glad I didn't move my day around because I could have moved some stuff around for my really early days, but I didn't. And that's a gift I gave to myself instead of, oh God, I got to be up at 4. But you got to watch how you talk about that stuff. You just have to watch how you talk about it. So that's the best way to stop thinking about food. Because we've used food for that break. We've used food for comfort. We've used food as our companion. What about if we're our best companion? What if we're like the best caregiver of ourselves? What if we are the person who has our own back no matter what? I mean, there's that. Let's love on ourselves a little bit. So, I mean, that's my soapbox about self-love, because I really do believe that like we got to give ourselves credit. And I say this all the time. I say it all the time. We are already taking care of ourselves. We just have to catch ourselves and talk about it like it's the gift that it is. We've got to, because I'm already taking a shower. I'm already putting on makeup. I'm already getting a cup of coffee. I'm already listening to an audiobook. I'm already doing all that. How am I going to talk about it like it's me taking exquisite care of me? How am I going to do that? And then everything gets better. Everything gets better after that. There's that. That's my 2 cents about it. I got 2 cents and I'm giving it to you. Just the two. I got no more cents to give. Ask me more questions. What are y'all doing over here? I know, I love that this has turned into like self-love, self-talk. Oh, luxurious daily baths. Yep. What else y'all got? What else y'all have? Oh yeah. Yeah, you do need more. We all do. It's a practice. Oh, is Mike surviving without me? Let me tell you a little bit about Mike Sharifi. So the day before I left to go on vacation last Wednesday, a dog followed Mike Sharifi home. A dog. And Mike hates dogs. We have a dog. Mike's never had to take care of a dog. It's a black and white dog. She's absolutely precious. She is so beautiful. And she's a little bit of a pit bull, and she's black and white. And she literally picked Mike. And so he was walking our other dog, Boston, and this dog followed him home. And so now he's had to take care of this dog because the shelters are full, the rescues are full, everything is full. Mike thinks that all dogs just come knowing how to walk on a leash and pee outside because I've always trained the dogs. And so he has struggled. He has been on the struggle bus. But my friends came in clutch, 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 clutch. I have a tribe of women around me at home. These three ladies have literally come and helped take care of this dog. And so he's taken her to the vet. She's about a year old. I named her Ethel. And then one of my friends called me, one of my friends that's taking care of him called on Sunday and was like, "How married are you to the name Ethel? We don't like the name Ethel." So now her name is Daisy. And then another friend has taken her from Mike Sharifi and is fostering her until we get back into town. So she is precious, and she's the kindest, sweetest dog. Mike is devastated that he brought this dog home because now I think it's going to be his. But she's precious. And so Siobhan, one of our friends, is no owner found, not chip, nothing, nothing. We've checked everything. We've put her on every Facebook, she's everywhere, and nobody is claiming her. And but yeah, she's a little bit of a pit bull, but little pity. But she's sweet as can be. She's sweet as sugar is what she is. And I can't wait to get back. But she is being taken care of by somebody amazing because I'm here another week. And I'm leaving here next Thursday to go to LA because my daughter is getting engaged, but she doesn't know it. So we are all converging on LA. And we'll be there Thursday. No, I'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Come back home on Tuesday and I'll pick the dog up then, or Monday night, and I'll pick the dog up on Tuesday. And then I'd recommend that she's actually a lab cross. Yeah. Oh God, she said, well, and I was worried about her. So when we brought her home, I poked her in her eyes, I pulled her ears, I pulled her tail, like I rubbed her tummy, I gave her a bath and everything. She just stood there like the sweetest little thing. So yeah, there's she's sweet. Yeah, but Mike is he's had a time. His brother just came back from Iran, so he's got a house full of people and all kinds of stuff. Lizzie said, so I had a huge regain. Lots going on in my life. I'm overwhelmed with so much, and taking care of me and doing my weight loss has gone to the wayside. What's the best way to get back into taking care of me and working on my weight loss? I would go look at the regain reset. But here's what happens with a regain. And I see it all the time, Lizzie. All the time. You're at a good clip. Like you're doing the, you got your habits, everything's going right, everything, and in life, right? Like boom, like that. Like, you're done. Then you get off track. And then you want to get back to where you were. You want to get back to where you were, and you compare the steps that you take right now to what you were doing. So, like, let's say that you've let your water fall off. Like you've let your water fall off, whatever. And then you're like, you know what? 1% level up, I'm gonna work on my water. And then here's what happened. Well, you know what? You were food prepping too. Water. What's water? You look at what you were doing before, and now you're just gonna drink water? What is that gonna do? Then we go down the toilet, we try to add a ton of stuff. I see it all the time. Tell me if this is you, Lizzie. Then you try to add all this stuff, it's too much, too much, and then you don't do anything. You've got to be okay with 1% level ups. Now, the good news is you've got memory, and it's gonna, yep, and then you get overwhelm paralysis. I know. It's like I have talked to y'all 1,000 times. You're gonna have to let that one thing be good enough. Again, I keep telling myself it's not enough, but this is the first step, and I can only take one step at a time. I'm gonna get there one step at a time. This is step one. I keep telling myself it's not enough. That's not true. Even say MJ says it's enough. You have to let yourself take those baby steps and get back in the habits. Like you could even think about it, like what one thing that you used to do when you were losing weight before you had the regain? Yeah, we just bought a new house on 10 acres and your daughter moved out too. Yes, you're in a whole new, like you had your probably had your old environment set up for success. Now you're in a new environment. How are you going to set it up for success? How does Lizzie walk into her kitchen and say, this is the kitchen of somebody who has weight loss as a goal? Because, you know, I'll change my circumstance. It's I'll work on emotional eating, but if I can set myself up for success and change my environment, by God, that's what I'll do. Look around your kitchen. And then what was one habit you had that you know felt amazing to you? Like, felt amazing. You're like, when I do this, I just know I'm like, for me, it's like water would be good. You know, like water is always great because, you know, it water feeds into hunger and enough and everything else. Maybe you do water and leave a couple bites behind. Maybe you do water and serve yourself on a plate, half on a small plate, just to get yourself back in the groove of eating a little bit less. That could be something that you try this week, Lizzie. And then email me or go to Ask Coaches. Use that wellness tracker. Do that. Do all of those things because there's a lot on in here for you. Best idea for self-care when you have a lot of others depending on you as a single mom, as well as meal prep. Just like I was talking about, you've got to give yourself credit for what you're already doing. When you take a bath, that is self-care, or a shower. When you take 3 or 4 extra minutes to let the hot water run over you, that is self-care. When you sit down for 5 minutes and have a few sips of coffee, that is self-care. When I put my coffee on at night so that it's ready for me in the morning, that is self-care. When I pull my sheets up on my bed so that, you know, it's all like not wrinkled or whatever in the morning, so that at night I have a nice, like, I don't have like wrinkled sheets to get on. That's self-care. That's self-care. When I turn on my favorite playlist and listen to music, that's self-care. When I turn on my smutty book instead of self-help, that's self-care. I'm doing it anyway. I'm doing all that anyway. I just have to recognize it from the perspective of it's taking care of me. Talk about everything you do about yourself in a very loving, lush way. I love the word lush. Not lush like a drunk, but lush like luxurious lush. Karen, why did you fall asleep? I'm dropping wisdom over here, Karen. Nobody has ever said my voice is soothing. That's one thing I've never heard. Oh, you're just tired. I saw you were trying to get your sleep in, Karen. Shanna or Shayna, I have 15 more pounds to go and it has taken all of 2026, but I do not want to adjust my goal weight upward because I still do not feel fully comfortable in my body. I'm only 5 feet tall. I am keep feeling on the verge of giving up. How can I continue? Because I need to meet health goals of a lower weight, blood pressure, and cholesterol in addition to looks goals. Okay. I want you can email me or and I'll work with you, or you can email Ask Coaches or go to Ask Coaches. You got to figure out where that last little bit of emotional eating is coming in. Where are those last few overeats? We got to figure out where they are. Where are those bites, licks, and tastes? Where is that little emotional eat that you're still hanging on to? Because at first, when you start to lose weight, that you clean up the habits. That's like super like easy, like easier than emotional. You clean up the bites, licks, and tastes mostly. That's pretty easy. You see it scale drop, right? And then there's that little bit that you're like, that you don't really have to clean up at first because you got bigger glaring problems. And then at the end, there's always that little bit that's left hanging. And you've got to decide, am I willing to give those up for the rest of my life? Like my goal weight landed a little bit higher because I created the goal life I wanted. Now, I could cut out more stuff. I could really quit drinking wine. I could do a lot of things that would maybe facilitate me getting maybe 10 pounds less. I don't want to live that way for the rest of my life. I love my life. I love my activity level. I love the way I look in clothes. I love the way I look in a bathing suit. I like how my face is full. I did at one point lose an extra like 10 pounds. I did not like the way my face looked at all. So I intentionally put that 10 pounds back on and I landed at a higher number. Because I want to look and feel a certain way. And my cholesterol was lower than my husband's this year. I won the competition. We have a competition every year because he eats twigs and nuts and fruits. He's very healthy. And we get our blood work done about a week apart. And his came in and mine was less than his. I won. So there's that. So I beat him this year. But I love my life. Like I literally love the life I've created. So I'm happy with the 10 pounds. Could I be in one size smaller? Maybe. I don't care. I love where I am. I'm happy as I can be. Happy. And I'm overweight on the chart. And I will be forever. I'm fine. I'm good. Leave me alone. I'm good right here. I love it, love it, love it. Love it, love it, love it. I just am never gonna be that thin. Thin, thin, thin. I don't like the way I look there. I don't like the way I feel there. I just don't like it. Oh, thank you. Listening to you is my self-care. That's sweet. But yeah, email me and let me know like what that is. Yeah, I know. I'll never meet the charts. Girl, that chart just ain't for me. That wasn't built for me. Oh, no, I'm not gonna say the F word, Kelly. I don't cuss as much as Corinne. I've almost given it up. I think I gave it up a little bit, the cussing. So yeah, I don't really cuss that much. I gave it up. I don't know why. I just did. If food could no longer solve a single emotional problem, what would I finally have to face? Oh, what part is still convinced that staying the same is safer than becoming free? If you were coaching me 5 years from now after a successful transformation, what do you think I'd say was the real breakthrough based on your personal journey? Let me read that one more time. If food could no longer solve a single emotional problem, what would I finally have to face? That sounds scary though. So, like, what would I finally have to face? Like, there's a big, like, the Yeti. like whatever, like standing on the other side, like Bigfoot is waiting on you, right? Like that feels daunting to me. I would probably say something like, if food could no longer solve an emotional problem, what would I have to work through? Or what would I need to work through? What would I need to work through without food? I don't know. Just thinking about that. What part is still convinced that staying the same is safer than becoming free? Because our brains love to put things on repeat. That's why, like, this habit tracker and stuff, wellness tracker is so important to get reps in. Because right now, we safe and familiar are very similar. So, what you're trying to do is create a new familiar. So, right now, maybe overeating is familiar. So, that's safe. And not overeating or leaving bites behind or halftime method or whatever is, it doesn't feel familiar. So it's not safe. We don't know what's over there. We know what overeating feels like. We've done it a long time. We know what cleaning our plate feels like. We've done it a long time. But if you make a decision, right, to stop it enough, then you've got some fear. What if I get hungry later? What if tonight I just like eat all the things that are around me because I'm starving to death because I didn't eat right now? There's fear over there. So you've got to prove to yourself that it is safe and create a new familiar for yourself. You just need to do that. You need to create a new familiar. And then it will feel safe because we don't know what's over there. We hadn't practiced it. We don't know what's there. So it is a little bit scary. I mean, we know we're probably not going to die, but it just doesn't feel great because we don't know it. Like we know overeating. We know overeating. We know what that feels like. So that's just another thing to think about. If you were to coach me 5 years from now after a success transformation, what do you think I'd say was the real breakthrough based on your personal journey? Well, I think in any transformation, I think no matter what, I doubt it, but I do it. You've got to trust us and be like, I don't know if it's gonna work, but I'm gonna try it. I'm willing to try. You have to be willing to try. You got to be willing to put in the reps, fill in that wellness tracker, leave bites behind. Like a lot of times people be like, I tried the halftime method for a few days and it worked really well. And then they just quit doing it. We got to get those reps in. We got to get them in. We just, that's what has to happen. That's what I would probably say. Let's see. Lisa, I'm still working on answering the question, what is this food giving me, especially nighttime snacking? Can you give me some more examples? You gave a few examples earlier today. Compassion was one. I had never thought of that one, but would love some additional ideas. I will also take this to the Facebook group. Yeah, especially nighttime eating. The first thing you want to ask yourself is, am I tired? Because I'm going to tell you something. Probably 80 to 90% of y'all who are eating at night just need to go to bed. But you don't want to go to bed because it's your me time. It's the only time you can connect with your partner. It's the only time you've let yourself sit down all day. And Lisa, too, make sure for all of y'all who have done. Coach Betsy is taking over as our nighttime eating coach. So she's going to be taking over because a lot of you are eating at night by yourself or trying to create connection. Nighttime eating is probably the biggest obstacle to weight loss that we have here in No BS. I mean, nighttime eating, hands down. So she's taking over. So she's going to be our nighttime eating coach because we felt like we needed an expert in that area, which we all are experts in that area, but you know what I mean. But even if you've done the nighttime eating course in the past, even if you don't want to do it again, go over to courses, bonus courses, and go to the nighttime eating. You can sign up for those texts again. So you can go back in, even if you've done the text, you can go back in and sign up for those texts again to start getting nighttime texts. Yeah, that's why I eat nighttime to delay going to bed. Kelly. But what are you telling yourself? Like, what keeps you from going to bed? Like, why are you not wanting to go to bed? Loneliness too at night. And then the question is, how can you create some kind of connection? I've just taken up a cross stitch. Look, I've quit cussing and I've taken up cross stitch. I'm about 87 years old now, I think. I was on vacation. We went on a girls' trip. We were in bed every night at 9, and then the last night 8:30. We was burning it up, ladies, burning it up. Wild in the streets is what we were. But like I'm right now cross stitching something for my daughter, for her apartment, and I have never felt so connected because she's now at dental school. But like I sat there last night, we were watching that Five Star Weekend on Prime, the new show, and I was just thinking about that thing hanging in her apartment and her being at, like me being a part of her apartment, all that kind of stuff. That created such connection for me. Like I feel really close to her. I did a pickle jar because they used to call her Pickle when she danced. That was her nickname. And then she puts hot sauce in everything. So now I'm doing a little hot sauce jar for her. And then like the next, my other daughter drinks Diet Coke all the time, so I've already ordered a Diet Coke one. So that I'm gonna that's gonna be my next thing for the other child. So it's just thinking about those things, like how can you create connection? Like I would never have thought that cross stitch would create connection with my kids, but it has, because connection doesn't mean somebody sitting beside me. That's not connection. Connection is in your mind. It's the thoughts that you have. Like my grandmother has been gone for, oh God, forever now. Feels like she's been gone forever. But I still feel very connected to her. It's not about proximity. It's about the thoughts you have about that person. And so just thinking about it that way, is a great way to create connection. Sylvia says, I think I've emailed with you, Sylvia. Have I not? No weight loss all year when I have a big goal to reach by September. I'm barring your belief as mine is flagging. Yeah, girl, you can have it all. You can have it all. I'm using Ask Coaches, hormone therapy, and daily podcasts. I don't traditionally plan, but have pretty typical options, and I don't think I'm overeating. I have been tracking basics and do know nighttime is the only X when all the others are about 90%. Okay, perfect, Sylvia. That is amazing. So you are probably just overeating at night, which is lovely to know. And then go sign up for those texts on the bonus courses and go back and listen through to that nighttime eating course. You know, I'm doing start with a few people right now again. And this week it was we were doing week three, I think, about hunger. And so I still listen to it every time. Like I've done start with members, like this is my third time, I think. And I listen every time. So this week I listened again. I listened on Monday because we had a class yesterday. And listen, this is the oh God, maybe the fifth time I've listened to start. There's a section in the hunger part. I swear to God, I was like, did Corinne just add this? As many times as I've listened to it, I don't think I've heard it. And I'm always surprised when that happens. I mean, I write y'all's newsletters, I write y'all's Facebook posts. Like I know these courses like the back of my hand, right? Like I know these courses inside and out. I listen to them all of the time. And I listen, this is the probably the fifth time I've listened to start that week three. And I'm like, I just took feverish notes. I'm like, I've never heard this before. So I don't care if you've gone through nighttime eating. I do not care if you've gone through emotional eating. If you know that's your issue, go back and listen to it again. Do yourself a favor. No BS is not one and done. It is not one and done. You hear something different based on where you are in your life. Based on where you are, that is what you're wanting to do. Go back and listen again, but sign up for those nighttime texts. Oh gosh, it's already after 9. God bless. Whenever I lose weight, most people don't notice, and I know it only matters what I notice and think, but at the same time, I question if I've really lost the weight, as it's not big amounts and it fluctuates. What do I need to start? Rethinking about my progress. First of all, you don't know if people notice. They just haven't said anything. A lot of people don't mention our weight. They just don't. I mean, that's just a thought error. They may notice, they just don't want to say anything. So, I mean, that's one way to think about it. But if your weight is fluctuating, go to Ask Coaches and let them look at your data. Start using that wellness tracker. Let's see if we can find the like where you are overeating so that we can figure it out for you and help you come up with a plan to not make it fluctuate. Because you are probably, if it's fluctuating going between the same few pounds, we need to dial in something and we can help you do that. So make sure that you use us as a resource so we can find your problem area or where whatever stall in your weight loss. Susie said, I just want to keep eating always. I can't seem to stop. So when you're doing that, it's a emotional. You're wanting to keep eating, not from physical hunger, it's emotional hunger. So just like we talked about earlier, what am I really looking for right now? What do I really need right now? What is this food going to give me? Start asking those questions. I don't know if you've been around here for a while or not. If you're, if you're new or whatever, make sure that you go under courses, bonus courses, and look at that emotional eating course because that's really going to help you. Has the percentage of the wellness tracker usage gone up? Coach Kathy mentioned 47%. So wondering if more women set up the tracker. This morning, I think it was 58, but we've got a goal of 100%. Y'all help me out. My goal, the Crabtrees have set me a goal of 100%. Go set it up for me, for my own numbers. I appreciate you if you do. And it's just going to help you. Like, I'm not just saying to like blow smoke up your tail, but like literally, this is going to be a game changer. The fact that we can go in and look, when somebody writes me, I tell you what's going to happen. The minute somebody writes in to ask coaches, or the minute somebody emails me and saying their weight stalled, I'm going to tell you the first place I'm going. I'm going on the back end of that website. I'm going to put in your email address and I'm going to look at your data. This is the first place I'm going. Please let me have something to look at. Please let me have something to look at so I can help you. Please, please, please. Because that is the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to see where your data is. Darlene said, are y'all trying to be perfect? Yes. If it helps y'all lose weight, girl, 100%. We are. Are we going to get 100%? No, but if my goal is 100%, then yeah. If our goal is 100%, my daughter's in gross anatomy right now. So she's shooting for an A. Is she going to get an A? I don't know. But she's working hard, right? So she got an A on the first test. She got an 87 on the second test. But like she's going to shoot for that A. She's going to work like it's in her pocket. I'm working like 100% is in my pocket. Am I going to get there? I mean, no, but I'm going to work like it. Yeah. When it comes to y'all's weight loss, we got lofty goals. We pride ourselves on excellence. We did. We do. We pride ourselves on excellence because y'all deserve our 100% to get you up to your goals. It's our job. And we take it serious, 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 serious. I now add collagen to my first 40-ounce bottle of water for the day. There's no caffeine, but there are 80 calories. Do you recommend making a change and adding this to a glass of water and chugging it? Not ideal, or just keep on doing what I'm doing? I would just do what you're doing. If you notice a stall in your weight loss, then you can email me and I help you. Like email us. But if you're doing that and you're seeing weight loss, then carry on, child. Carry on. Anonymous says, I stay up because it's a time to myself and away from my kids. I have worked on getting to sleep when I can, but truly mourning that wind down time with my TV and food. But I can't break the TV and food connection. Have tried changing where I sit. Nothing is, it literally is that nothing, it literally is that relaxing for me. Yeah. And you're talking about, like, I keep telling myself it's relaxing. But what's really relaxing is that I have this time away from my kids. And you're probably eating to prolong the staying up. How can going to bed be time to yourself? How can that be time to yourself? That's my question. When I go to bed, it sets me up for a better day tomorrow. I'm better to y'all, better to my kids, I'm better to my husband. I'm better to everybody. I'm better to me when I'm not tired. And that's another way to think about it. All right. So, ladies, What are let me know. Oh, let's see. Nancy said, I didn't think I could transition from my paper planner to the tracker, but your advice to start by recording what I had ate helped immensely. Yay, good. Yay, yay, yay. So now partly plan and record actual and tracker and less paper. Thank you for your wisdom. Girl, you know what? I'm full of ideas. If people just listen to me, I'm full of it. Full of it. Just ask everybody. All right. Let me know if y'all need anything. Email me. Use Ask Coaches. Like, please, please, please do the tracker. I'm just going to tell you, it is going to be a game changer. I can promise you. It is going to help us help you so much. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how much it's going to help us help you. Because I'm telling you, I'm going straight to that tracker, straight to it. I mean, I get so many screenshots of stuff and it's so hard for me to read sometimes. This is going to be so much easier for me. I mean, it's going to make my job easier. It's going to make y'all less frustrated. It's going to help y'all lose weight. Like, I can't even tell you enough. Like, literally, I can't even tell you enough. It is amazing. It's going to be amazing. All right. Might as well look at mine. Well, come on, Mary. I'm here. I'm still working every day. I'm just off next Thursday afternoon and Friday and the following Monday. But I'm around. I'm just working West Coast time. Just working West Coast time. All right. Y'all have a great day. Download the tra set up your tracker. If you have not, it is imperative. And I will see y'all later. I'll see y'all next Wednesday. All right. Bye, everybody.